14 Silverado.
With a great Graff deal like this, why would you go anywhere else than Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the Thumb. Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Your postgame show is up next. Final score, Harbor Beach takes out the Sandusky Redskins to take first place all by themselves at 5-0. Sandusky at 4-1 now in the East Division of the GTC. Final score, Harbor Beach 48, Sandusky 37. Harbor Beach shot a daltry 10 for 24 in that fourth quarter. 16 for 33 from the free throw line, all 9 for 48%. But holding off the Sandusky Redskins 48-37. Up next, Ron Ruble, an exclusive sit-down interview.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Moore Motors in Caro is where you'll find the new standard in full-size vans, Ford Transit. Transit, it fits perfectly into your business plan from the 150 series to the 350 one-ton, single or dual rear wheels. Transit, tested for toughness with three engine choices, including a power stroke diesel. Flexibility with three roof lines and three wheelbases. Don't take my word for it, though. See it for yourself. I'm Bill Jackson, and I'll be happy to show you the all-new, great selection of Transit vans at Moore Motors M81 in Caro.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Your WLAW Sports postgame show continues. Harbor Reach pulls it out over the St. SC Redskins, 48-37. It was a four-point ball game at halftime. Harbor Reach leading 24-20. In this ball game, we had six lead changes and five ties. When it came down to it, it was the Harbor Reach Pirates. And right now, we're being joined by the head coach of the Harbor Reach Pirates, Ron Rubel. Your general thoughts for tonight so far?
Really happy with the way our kids played. Really played hard. Defensively, really hunkered down, and went congratulate the Sandusky kids also too, because they were getting after it the whole 32 minutes, and it was just a hard fought game.
When the biggest stat sticking out in my book right now is free throws, especially in that fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, you went 10 for 24 from the free throw line, which pulled your average slightly down to 16 for 33 for 48% of the night. Is that something you're gonna be working on?
Well, I think there was some shadow flicker from wind turbines in the gym that was causing their shots to be off, but we'll have to figure that out.
Same thing must have affected Sandusky in the second half. They were 4 for 29. That's 13%. I mean, your defense limited them to 13%.
It was a moratorium.
Okay, we'll quit going there.
That's enough.
That's not even funny. But, our kids were getting after it. And what really helped us on the defensive side, maybe people don't realize it, was the return of Austin Seltz, because it gave us some more speed on the perimeter to help us close out on some of their outside shooters.
Austin Seltz, I mean, where did he come from? He almost looked like he was down for the count just a few short games ago, and all of a sudden he appeared out of nowhere.
Yep. He's got a little issue with his knee that he's working through, and we rested him for a couple weeks, and he's back now, and hopefully he'll be able to play strong like he did tonight the rest of the season. It'll really be a huge boost for us.
When it came down to it, like you said, Austin Seltz was firing on all cylinders, but really the rebounds, Harbor Reach had 24 rebounds versus Sandusky with only 15, and Sandusky was held to only one rebound in the entire fourth quarter, a period in which you brought in seven rebounds. It seemed like you really crashed the boards well, even with Dalton Oki having a mediocre night.
The other kids are out on the court. May not, really be tall, but every one of them's an athlete. And we work hard on rebounding every practice, and that's something that we emphasize. And that extra work at practice paid off tonight.
Speaking of Dalton Oki, this was a nice learning experience for him. It was a big game atmosphere. I think he was too pumped for it. What do you think?
Yeah, you could tell, he had a little bit of jitters, before the game started. And in the first part of the game, he couldn't get him to settle down, but Jason Gaffke came in and did a nice job coming off the bench.
Yeah, Jason Gaffke had 7 points in the second half.
Yep.
Really did a nice job for you. A
bunch of rebounds, too.
That's for sure.
So looking ahead, you've got a monster week coming up. You got Marlette now at home on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Take us through that one. Marlette on Friday.
We won't be ready for Marlette on Wednesday, so good thing it's on Friday. No, we We played a good game down in Marlette, and we're fortunate enough to get a W down there. But we got to be ready because that's a very, very good basketball team coming in here Friday. So we'll have an extra few days to practice and work out a few wrinkles, and hopefully be able to play strong on Friday night, protect our home court.
You've been.